In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. 1969 was the summer of love.
Free love, baby.
It ended with a three-day music festival called Woodstock. In honor of this, this show and our next two shows will feature recordings from each day at Woodstock.
You mean right down the road from us, that Woodstock?
No, you moron. It was held on a dairy farm owned by Max Yasger near White Lake in Bethel, New York.
Then why was it called Woodstock?
Because it actually took place 43 miles southeast of Woodstock.
Oh.
Which was close enough. Today we will be featuring artists from day one of Woodstock. These are not going to be bubblegum or psychedelic songs, but we want to give you a realistic insight into Woodstock. I will start with a song by Joan Baez. She was an American singer, songwriter, musician, and activist whose contemporary folk music often includes songs of protest or social justice. Here's Oh Happy Day.
There's nothing you can say except the fabulous lady. Let's welcome Joan Baez.
A happy day, oh, a happy day, oh, a happy day, when Jesus washed, oh, when he washed, when Jesus washed, he washed our sins away. Happy day. sins away. Ah, happy day. Ah, Lord. Good God.
Over the sometimes rainy weekend, 32 acts performed outdoors. It is widely regarded as a pivotal moment in popular music history. Rolling Stone listed it as one of the 50 moments that changed the history of rock and roll. Our next song is by a relatively unknown artist named Burt Summer. At Woodstock, Summer's performance of Simon and Garfunkel's America received a standing ovation. Relive that moment.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag, so we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner's pie. And we walked out to look for America. Kathy, I said, as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, again seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one and now we're gone. So I looked at the scenery, she read the magazines and the
see why he got a standing ovation for that rendition. It was really good.
It was a very good rendition.
It was.
There was a lot of resident opposition to the Woodstock Festival, and there was even signs proclaiming, "Buy no milk, stop Max's hippie music festival."
Mm-hmm.
But in spite of that, Bethel Town's attorneys finally approved the permits.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this
this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the way that machine the year.
1969. People didn't know what to expect when they heard about the Woodstock Music Festival. Listen to some eyewitness accounts of what it was actually like to be there.
I see that we'll meet again.
When the Woodstock Festival announcement came, I thought that this is just an outrageous group of musicians getting together.
I was 14. I was just going along with these cute two boys I was with. When we were walking up to the concert site and we got on that bus, it was a big yellow school bus all painted with flowers and, you know the look. We didn't have tickets, naturally.
We didn't know what we were going to see. We didn't know. We knew we couldn't afford it. We didn't really know what was going on. So let's just do it.
By the time we got to Woodstock, we were half a million strong.
I was truly amazed by the tremendous crowd. It just filled the whole valley.
It was a body of water, several bodies of water where there were people swimming. And that's kind of my first time ever seeing real people naked.
It didn't shape me, but it is a cool thing to be able to say. I was there.
Yep, that's something to say that you were there.
Yeah.
It's really cool. 3 days before the event, the organizers had two choices because they were running out of money.
So, exactly.
One was to complete the fencing and ticket booths, and the other was to put the remaining money into building the stage. Without the stage, promoters feared they would have disappointed and disgruntled their audience, which probably wouldn't be a good thing.
No, it wouldn't.
But in spite of that, when the audience began arriving by the tens of thousands the next day, now this is 2 days before the event, the people are starting to come in, the decision was made for them. Those without tickets simply walked through gaps in the fences, and the organizers were forced to make the event free of charge.
The festival left the promoters nearly bankrupt, and that's the way it was way back when.
Gotta get back in time.
Talking about building stages, on to my next song. Tim Hardin's heroin use and stage fright made his live performances erratic, but not during his solo performance at Woodstock of If I Were a Carpenter.
If I were a carpenter, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If a tinker were my trade, would you still find me carrying the pots I made, following behind? Save my love for loneliness, I save my love for sorrow. I've given you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. Thank you. much poorer than you seem to see me. Would you be sure? I couldn't really be me if I were a carpenter, you were a lady. Would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? Would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
If you look at the lineup for the artists from the first day of Woodstock, it seemed to be more of a folk-type atmosphere and, you know, songs. As the days went on, they got a little more rock and roll and harder. So,
because this isn't our typical psychedelic bubblegum music.
No, this is totally different. The songs are beautiful, but they're different.
It's all going to be different for the next two shows after this.
That's correct. My last song was done by Richie Havens, who had the honor of opening the Woodstock Festival. How about that, huh?
That's an honor.
He was only scheduled to perform four songs, but he had to remain on stage for over 2.5 hours because the rest of the bands were stuck in traffic.
Isn't that something?
And I did hear about that, that they had no idea how many people were going to show up, and it just overwhelmed the roads and everything. People were just getting out of their cars and walking in, and the bands couldn't get in. Anywho, listen to Richie Havens and Strawberry Fields Forever.
Nothing to get hung about. No, no.
The festival started at 5:07 p.m. and went on until 2 a.m. with 9 artists performing on day 1. We picked 5 of the artists that we thought you would enjoy listening to, and here's the last one of the day. The artist Melanie played instead of the incredible string band who was refusing to play while it was raining outside. Listen to her version of Mr. Tambourine Man.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there ain't no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Take me for a trip upon your magic swirling ship. All my senses have been stripped and my hands can't bear to grip, and my toes too numb to step, waiting only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for to fade into my own parade. Cast your dancing spell my way. I promise I'll go under it. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and nobody cares where I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle of the morning, I'm gonna come following.
You can hear just a little stress in her voice since she was having to step in at the last minute.
You can.
And she was a real pro to do that.
She did a great job.
Yep.
Swami Satchidananda.
Wow. I wouldn't have been able to say that. I would have said Swami Shanana.
That sounds better, actually. Anyway, he gave the opening speech and invocation at 7:10 p.m., Ravi Shankar played his sitar in the rain at 10 p.m., and Joan Baez, who was 6 months pregnant, came on stage at 12:55 a.m. And that was the end of day one at Woodstock.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
Child of God, he was walking along the road, and I asked him, tell me, where are you going, Mr. Coleman? Said, I'm going down to Lester's farm, gonna join in a rock and roll band. Got to get back to the land, set my soul free. We are stars, we are golden, we are beautiful, garden, and we've got to get ourselves back to the garden. Well, then, can I walk beside you? I have come to lose my smile, and I feel myself in common.
star.